For the past 4 years, they've barely seen the inside of their schools. First it was COVID, but now it's a political and economic crisis keeping schools shut most of the time. History teacher Badara Manikam traveled 120 kilometers to Colombo last week to protest against the country's leaders. He was injured when police tried to disperse protesters with tear gas and water cannons.
I want students to be educated. As a good citizen, father and teacher, I want our school system to be improved. That's why I took to the street.
He uses a classroom inside his house to prepare students for their exams, despite school closures.
But it's hard to study if there's not enough to eat. Since an economic crisis, prices of food have gone through the roof, and millions of Sri Lankans can only afford to consume one or two meals a day. Aid organizations say many children may severely be malnourished.
Only one of Giovanni Pradipa's three daughters is receiving an education. The single mother owns one mobile phone. Her eldest uses it for online classes. Her two youngest were forced to drop out of school. Giovanni earns money by making containers for paint.
Because of the economic crisis, it's very difficult for us. We only eat twice a day. I can't feed my daughter's breakfast because I don't have enough money to buy food. I also can't afford to stock up on food and have to see what I can buy on a daily basis. It's very difficult living with three children now.
Her eldest daughter's dream to become an accountant. Aid organizations fear one-fourth of all Sri Lankans are at the brink of malnutrition.
That's a worry, and that we are assuming it's about 6 million people already in that crisis level. And what will happen, 6 million is almost one-fourth of the population. So that is a huge worry for us, what will happen to Sri Lanka and this large population in next 3 to 6 months.
A concern shared by Bidari Manikam, who is ready to go back to Colombo to protest if a new president and his government do not improve the situation quickly. Step Fasten, Al Jazeera, in Kandy.